Hello, welcome back to Mom Cave Live, the Mom Cave of Craziness. This has literally been our weirdest episode so far, and it's only like 2 seconds long. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. So,
all right, take two.
So, we have our special guest here, Danielle of Martinis and Minivans, a very hilarious blog. Hi, Danielle.
Hello again.
Hello, and Valisa, of course, hailing from her bathroom. Hi, B.
I want to hear your story again of why you were late.
Why I was late, not only because I'm a mom. As some people who watch our channel might know, I recently moved from Manhattan to the middle of nowhere in the Berkshires, and it's raining, and a tree fell down, the internet went out 10 minutes before we were supposed to go live. So,
were you walking?
Where was I?
Were you in a car or walking?
No, I was at home, and it was outside the house.
Oh.
So I knew that people were waiting to see us and to meet Danielle. I got into the car, raced about, I don't know, a few miles away to my brother and sister-in-law's house, which is where I am. They're asleep because they have normal jobs and get up early. And I'm in their basement, which
Wait a minute, amazing. They're asleep?
Yeah, they're great. My brother-in-law woke up, let me in. They're awesome. I love you guys, Matt, Victoria.
Isn't it only like 8:45?
Yeah, he has to get up at like 4 a.m. or something crazy.
Okay.
Danielle, that's why you were asking if there are any pictures of Jen from high school there.
Yeah, because she's at her brother's house.
No way, Jose. I'm never showing you people any of those.
Yeah, I'm going to see like the ones from the picture place, you know. Like
I have those. I had a job at the glamour shop. So there are many glamour shots of me somewhere.
You
don't want to see those.
You worked?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow.
I have this idea, because I love to do, like, these gimmicks when I hit certain numbers of followers. So, like, when I hit 5,000 followers on Facebook, I recreated a banana clip picture.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
And so my thought was when I hit 10,000 Facebook followers that I would do a glamour shots. Like, I would try to find a glamour shots.
There must be one somewhere, right? Or we could recreate it.
There's got to be. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a pretty big franchise.
Yeah, I can't believe. Why would they go out of business? They were so wonderful.
Why? I have no idea.
Glamorous.
Totally. So. Anyhow, I'm in this basement, which is leaking right here. See?
Oh, no. Don't get it on that little cute bike.
from the storm that knocked down the tree, that knocked out the internet. It's like a Dr. Seuss poem. Anyhow, we're here now, and I don't know if anyone's watching because we had to start at a new link, but they'll watch it back later. And we have to take advantage of Danielle. Danielle, you must tell everyone who this is. Who is this?
That's my little laminated love.
Flat Martini.
Flat Martini is my little laminated cocktail of love.
Yes.
And so Flat Martini started when I got sent one of the Flat Stanleys.
Yeah.
Flat Stanley is this book and a board falls on this little boy and he gets smushed and he has the opportunity to travel all over the country because he's flat and could get put in an envelope. And so the phenomenon starts where you send flat kids in like grade school. And I thought, oh man, how can I do this for the blog? Like, what can I send that could be passed forward? And I just happened to be drinking a martini. And so I thought, let me make a flat martini. And I found this image, and I just, like, fell in love with him holding this sign. And it was crazy. So I just literally put one Facebook post up on the blog, on my Facebook page. Just one. I didn't, like, advertise it. And I just said, hey, if I was going to do this, who would be interested? And if you are, email me. Holy macaroli. It was, I think the final number was 470 emails or something like that I got.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so I was like, I had this huge email list. I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can't possibly send 470 flat martinis. So I literally took the first 52 and said, all right, each of you gets a week with flat martini. And so, Jennifer, you got one, and I just put up another one, and just, you know, it's not posted yet, but he's getting around. And
he is so
Jennifer,
getting around.
Jennifer, you took him to new places he had never seen before.
Yes, he went to the inside of the ladies' room in Chelsea Market and the OBGYN and to a mom cave meeting with Felisa and Stephanie. So,
yeah, that was pretty awesome. When you sent me the picture of him in the bathroom, oh, my God, I just started cracking up. I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, well,
and so many people are, like, really getting into it.
Yeah. I'm pregnant, so I spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm just old, so I also spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Bladders are so overrated for women, anyhow.
Well,
our theme this week is talking about things that you didn't know went together until you became a mom. And you had the first, of course, Danielle, the martini and the minivan.
Yeah, yeah. Alcohol and motherhood. They go like this.
Who knew?
When I was thinking of a name for the blog, I had flown it by some of my girlfriends. And one of my girlfriends is in PR, and we were literally on the playground. And she was like, what are some things you enjoy? And I was like, I like drinking. And she's like, what else? And I was like, I'd like to get a minivan. And they kind of got paired together. Because I was anti-minivan for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And I won't get into the big, long story, but we fell in love, minivan and
I. Minivan. Aw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My mom had a minivan when I was a teenager, and I thought of it as a mom car, of course, until it was my turn to drive it, and... Should I admit this? I could go in the back of it.
Oh, did you freeze up right when you were talking about something naughty? I think she froze up when she was talking naughty.
I think I froze up. Okay, good. I thought you guys were silent because you're like, oh, my God, she's a total whore.
I was like, you hear me? I was like, she froze up when she was just about to say something naughty. Oh, no.
I totally
what
was.
Did you say? Big brother just mocked you.
I fooled around in the back of my mom's minivan a lot as a teenager. Woohoo! So, I learned from an early age.
In my book, I write about, which is not out yet, but in my book, I write about what I did in the minivan. So I'm right there with you, Jennifer.
Nice. I've got to read this. Well, do you guys have any other things you've thought of that might go well together, shockingly, in motherhood?
Mm-hmm. I think husbands and, let's see, weekends away.
From them or with them?
With your girlfriends.
Weekends away from the husband.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I actually love weekends away with him.
Yeah. Daniel, he's not watching this.
What about wine bars and playgrounds?
I wish that was a thing.
It is a thing.
What?
It is a thing. Outer Banks. So we went to Outer Banks last summer. There is this amazing restaurant that has an outdoor patio with it's all fenced in with a playground for the kids. And a bar for the parents, and a band playing.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Why it's not in other places, I don't know, but it was the best night ever.
That sounds like fun for the whole family. Come on.
Yes. Yeah, but you're right. They should have, I always say that they should have someone should transform an ice cream truck into a traveling wine and cheese truck that comes around at like 5 o'clock at night to the neighborhood. Okay. So and you'd see all the mothers like running out of their house towards the truck the second they hear the bell.
Right. Instead of the children running out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe put some like chip witches in there for them, but
yeah, that's really for us.
Yeah. And the mothers are like, ah!
It'd be like Pavlov's dogs. We'd start salivating, like,
totally.
The truck is coming. The truck is coming.
Ah, the truck.
Well,
I've got another one. I didn't really realize how much adult diapers and baby diapers went together. After you give birth, people, I didn't know how much I had to wear adult diapers. They don't tell you this.
Yeah, wow. What about that mesh underwear in the hospital?
That is sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good time.
Yeah, they give you disposable underwear.
What nobody tells you is that you will need to buy stock in children's Tylenol. Like,
yeah?
I feel like my entire cabinet is like children's Tylenol or children's acetaminophen or like, yeah.
We have children's Claritin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will look like a drug dealer.
Right. We've gone from drinking, minivans, drugs. I don't know. People think that's what this show is about, but you go there. Yeah.
I always think it's funny that you, everything that you did in college, you do when taking care of a toddler. So, like, you're holding someone's head over the toilet again. You're telling them not to touch themselves in public. Like, you're doing all the stuff you told your friends not to do in college. You're just doing it all over again, and you don't even, like, have the great story afterwards. You just have, like, a saggy beige bra and a goldfish cracker stuck to your ass. I mean, that's just what you're left with.
And incontinence.
Yay. And incontinence. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then for me, it messed up my thyroid. And so, yeah. It was crazy, and I never, like, got it back. It triggered some thyroid issues. And so now that those two little punks up there, you know, they've gone and messed up my internals.
Hmm.
The things we do. It's a sacrifice. Did you see this week there was an article or blog going around about the grandparent hangover? Did you guys see that?
No.
No.
No. So what that means is, like, when your kids come back from a day at the grandparents, they have this hangover.
Programming?
Yeah, like they're all of a sudden out of control because they've been spoiled for however long they've been with the grandparents. So I was thinking the grandparent hangover that the kids get often for me coincides with my hangover because the grandparents were watching them so that I could go out. Double hangovers.
That's so true.
Yeah. And the worst part about that is there isn't even, like, a food hall to just go get breakfast.
No.
You know,
you
or
the
there's not, like,
hall.
Denny's.
Yeah. You're the food hall.
Because I don't want to take my kids to a restaurant when I'm hungover.
No. That would be trouble.
Well, that's why I always say, like, if we want to solve world peace, like, just go take the world leaders who are fighting and make them take a kid without a nap to a restaurant. Like, I swear to God, they will figure out the solution so fast just to get the hell out of there.
They will band together.
They will unite.
There is something about that in parenthood. Like, I find you might become friends with people you wouldn't normally be friends with because you see a mutual need. Like, oh, our kids like each other and we can swap babysitting.
Yeah.
And you become friends with these people.
Yeah, I do feel, though, that the whole, like, first year you have a kid, those aren't your real long-term friends. That is, like, sheer desperation. Like, you're like, oh, my God, you're alive, and you're not drooling and not pooping your pants. Like, you are so going to be my friend.
It's
but
like
then, like, you hang out a bit. Yeah. think it's a couple of years later you kind of start to find your people.
Yeah, it's like the kind of bonding that you would have in prison, I imagine. I've never been in prison. Out of desperation.
I mean, I've never become someone's bitch on the playground, but, I mean, I guess it could be like that.
I don't know, but some of the moms in the New York City playgrounds, they seem like the kind that would make you their bitch.
Yeah, Lisa? New York City playgrounds are a whole different ballgame.
It's really scary.
And so I'm from New York, and when I go back home and we take the kids somewhere, I don't know why, but I keep getting into these conversations on the playground with other moms who want to tell me about, like, the TWOS program at their school, or, like, they want to tell me about, like, these ridiculous education schools that they're at that are, like, a bajillion dollars.
Right.
And so they asked me, like, oh, what TWOS program is your child in? And I was like, the one in my living room, you know, with Barney? Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
What it's a different violin class?
Yes.
I had a lot of times I just would be really honest and explain, like, my kid isn't in any classes because I can't afford them. And that would shut them up because they were like, who is this woman? This strange, poor woman in Manhattan.
You're such an odd entity. Tell us about your life.
Yes, how do you survive? And the life ends by moving to the Berkshires, where the basement is leaking and you have no internet. Help! Anyhow, we probably
poor
should...
thing!
It'll be great. We have a lot of fun things going on I want to tell everybody about before we stop. Of course, check out the Flat Martini's Adventures on Danielle's blog. And woo-hoo! We have a giveaway this week for a baby outfit by Little Me, and you can enter. I'll put a link in the description of this video, or you can go to momcavetv.com and enter. And then our most exciting thing going on is this very show that you're watching, this crazy piece of whatever, has been nominated for Best Live Series for the International Academy of Web TV Awards.
Woo! Woo! Good job, lady!
It's crazy, yeah. So in a couple of weeks, I'm taking my pregnant belly to Las Vegas for the awards ceremony.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. So we just want to thank everyone who's been watching.
26 for me on roulette.
26 on roulette. I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Okay.
On roulette.
Yes. Yeah, I'm figuring since I can't do much drinking with the pregnancy and all, the gambling might happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that you wouldn't be the only person drinking in Vegas is pregnant, is my guess, though.
I think you're right. And I think we should do a whole show about drinking while pregnant, because that is another topic entirely.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. But on that note, everyone, thank you for bearing with this craziness tonight. And thank you for coming and talking to us, Danielle. It's awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, she's our favorite Twitterer. Thanks, Felicia. Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week, as long as no more trees fall down.
All right.
Thanks, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.